This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, singer PJ Harvey talks about the worst heckler ever. But first, in October 1892, the Dalton Gang of Song and Story ended a violent career. The Dalton Gang stole horses, they robbed trains and banks in Kansas and in the Oklahoma Territory. More on the banks later. At the heart of the gang were four brothers, Grat, Bill, Emmett, and Bob, most of them former U.S. Marshals. They made a reputation for themselves as the kind of outlaws who stole from the rich and pretty much left poor people alone. But like most outlaws, they came to a bad end. The Daltons got too ambitious, two banks in one town in one day. Richard White teaches the history of the American West at Stanford University. He joins us now from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Mr. White, welcome.
Thank you.
This double bank job, it was supposed to be the Dalton Gang's swan song. They were ready, what, to retire, to disband?
No, they weren't ready to disband. Actually, this was going to be their big robbery. They were going to go to Coffeyville and rob two banks at once. They were going to outdo anything the James Gang had ever done.
And why on earth did they go to their own hometown, Coffeyville, Kansas, to rob two banks? That seems like a kind of a dumb move.
It was a dumb move. They had left Coffeyville. They had moved to Oklahoma Territory. But they're still known in Coffeyville. And what triggers the disaster more than anything else is that in order to disguise themselves, they put on fake beards. And it's precisely the fake beards walking down the street, men with guns with fake beards, drew the attention of the townspeople that they thought something was up and something was up. They were robbing two banks.
Now, these were not exactly Robin Hood types. But the homesteaders in the Oklahoma Territory, squatters, they apparently liked the Dalton Gang. Why on earth did they like these people?
The reason they liked them is the Dalton Gang at the beginning blended in with this sort of chronic violence of the place. I mean, Oklahoma Territory and later on the Cherokee Strip are opened up by one of the dumbest acts of government that ever took place in the United States. They had a land rush. And basically, you have a race for land, and of course, that leads to endless quarrels, which are not only legal quarrels, they become murderous quarrels. They're not Robin Hoods. You know, they're not robbing the banks to give it to poor people, but they will do things like provide oysters at local dances. They will apparently provide food for poor families. They are well known. They don't seem particularly violent. Their violence is aimed outside. I mean, they're killing people, but they're attacking railroads and banks. So they're not Robin Hoods, but they're close enough to the basics of the story that they can start being described as Robin Hood-like figures before they're even dead.
Tell us what happened on that day in October 1892. Who did in the Dalton Gang?
The citizens of Coffeyville did in the Dalton Gang. The Dalton Gang rides into town. It's a sort of classic Western scene. There's starts off being six of them, but Bill Doolin, who's coming in, his horse pulls up lame, so he never actually makes it into town. But the three Dalton brothers, Grat and Bob and Emmett and Dick Bradwell and Bill Powers, go to rob the Condon Bank and the First National Bank. And somebody looks in the window, see the banks are being robbed, and people start pouring out in the streets. They get weapons from hardware stores, and they start violently resisting the Dalton Gang. They're shooting through the bank windows. The Dalton Gang tries to make a break. But by the end, all of the Dalton Gang are killed except Emmett is the one who survives, the youngest Dalton.
Now, all these years later, people are still talking about the Daltons. There have been a number of songs about them, and we're not talking like ancient melodies here. We're talking reasonably recent accounts. Why?
Well, what the Daltons do is the same thing that the James Gang does, in that they fit into a set of stories, which really it's not so much what they did is that they become the archetypes for stories that exist before them, and which they consciously try to imitate. And they also can become these sort of symbols of a Western individualism, that they're, you know, that even the people who hunted them down will say, oh, they're just Oklahoma cowboys who had outlived the open range. And so they begin to be fit into these slots, which allows them to be transformed and allows them to turn into Eagle albums and songs about Bill Doolin and Bill Dalton and take on a life of their own, which really has very little to do in the end with anything they ever did in Kansas or in Oklahoma Territory.
Richard White teaches the history of the American West at Stanford University. He joined us from the studios of KNPR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.